A very common shaila that comes up regarding halachas of Ruvi Chatzeris is if people are in a hotel over Shabbos, must they make an Erev Chatzeris to be able to carry in the lobby and in the halls? There are many different factors to take into consideration in making this, in learning this halacha. As the Gemara teaches us on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis and Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel of what is considered your makom dira on Shabbos, that by determining what your makom dira is for the Shabbos, we will be able to determine if you're living in separate apartments or one apartment. Opinion of Rav is that the makom pita gairim, the place where we eat, is what is critical. Opinion of Shmuel is the makom lina gairim. And as we have already discussed, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Ayin Sif Hey, that we paskin like Rav, that the makom pita gairim. And therefore, if somebody rents a hotel for Shabbos and all of the guests are eating together in the dining room, that is considered that even though they're obviously sleeping in their own rooms, that is considered that they're all together and there is no need for a Ruvei Chatzeris. Moreover, even if there will be akum in that hotel, and the akum are not eating in the dining room together with the Jewish guests, the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning, the Mishnah Brura, in the beginning of Simen Shin Pei Beis, teaches us that if there are many Jews together, but they're all connected, they are all considered like only one family, like one Yisrael. And we learned at the beginning of Perek Hador, the Machloikus of Rav Meir and Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, where it's the opinion of Rav Meir, the Yisrael Echad, the Akum Echad, there is a requirement for Schiris. But we paskin like Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. And the opinion of Rav Elezer ben Yaakov is that only if you have two Yisraelim and Akum, is there a requirement for Schiris. If all of the Israelim in this situation are considered one, because they're all eating together, they all have one makom pitoy, so then where they're only one, it's considered a category of one Yisrael and one Akum. And the halach is, when you have one Yisrael and one Akum, there wouldn't even be a need for Schiris. When we speak about them all eating together, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're only eating together in the dining room. If they're eating their meals in the dining room, even though they're also perhaps eating some food in their rooms, that doesn't change that they're all considered a makom pita, they're all considered connected. For as we've explained in previous shurim, when Rav says that we follow the makom pita, and the reason Rav specifically used the word makom pita, not the word makom achila, is because Rav wants to teach us that the makom pita is where you have your main meal. Of course, if you eat some meals, you eat some food elsewhere, that isn't the contradiction that the dining room is your makom pita. However, the Shaalos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma in Chelek Hey Simen Kuf Yud Gimel says, what would be the halacha if they're not eating both Shabbos meals, the Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal, they're not eating together? He says, in other words, they're eating one meal together and one meal separately. So he says that the halacha is that you could have two makom diras. You could have two makom pitas. So if they're not eating both Shabbos meals together, the halacha is that we may have a problem because now we have an individual that has two makom pitas. And there's a very nice raya, because the Gemara teaches us that if, according to the opinion of Tanna Kamma, a base oitzer, a base a tevin, are considered a makom dira. Now, the person that has a base oitzer and base a tevin certainly has a regular home as well. So what do we see from here? That a person could have two diras, or another raya. The Gemara keeps on speaking about the case about the Akum who shows up in his apartment and in this apartment house on Shabbos, and now we have a problem because we did not do Schiris with this Akum before Shabbos. Obviously, this Akum only arrived in the middle of Shabbos. He was elsewhere at the beginning of Shabbos. That means he had two Makom Diras on Shabbos. He was in one Dira until when he arrived on Shabbos, and he was in another Dira once he arrived in Shabbos. Yet it's considered that he has two diras. So we see from here that it's possible to have two diras on one Shabbos. What, however, the Paiskim do say that if they're eating the Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal together, even though Shalosh Shudas, perhaps they're not eating together, there the Paiskim are much more lenient, and the Paiskim say that that's already considered, the fact that they're eating the two main Shabbos meals together is enough to consider them connected. Sometimes you'll have a hotel that everybody is eating in the dining room, but the dining room is not large enough to hold all of the guests, and they have separate rooms. So the Paiskim say, if there aren't, as the Gemara taught us on the Afayin Beis in the Mishnah, by the Chamesh Chaburis in one traklin, the five groups in one mansion, where the Mishnah and the Gemara speak about the mechitzas between the rooms, and the halach is if there aren't firm mechitzas, partitions between the room is not considered separate. So even if they're not eating in the same room, but the partitions separating them are not firm walls, we could be makel. Another reason to be makel, and this is a very important reason, is because people who are in a hotel are considered orchim. If you're in a room, if you're in a place for less than 30 days, even as the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Ayin, Sif Katan Nun Gimel teaches us, you're paying. That doesn't change the fact that you're considered an orich. And an oirich is not, that's not considered his makom dira. And there's a mashag, which we also have quoted earlier, that even if you're in the hotel for more than 30 days, but your entire visit there is obvious that this is not your place of living. It's obvious that you're only there as a guest, then even if you're there for longer than 30 days, you still remain a guest. However, there are a number of conditions that the Paiskim can put to this concept of an Oirich. Number one, the Paiskim can say that we can't rely on the heter of Oirich unless the Balabayis is there. So if the owner of the hotel, or according to some Paiskim, the administrator of the hotel is there, and the Paiskim are quite lenient here. They say it doesn't mean that the owner or the administrator necessarily have to live there. If the owner or the administrator of the hotel eat there, we have ability to be makel with the heter of Eirich. But if the owner or the administrator of the hotel don't live there, don't even eat there, it's hard to use the heter of Eirich. There's another interesting machlokes achronim, if we could apply the heter of Eirich to a non-Jew. The Miches Yitzchak says that certainly an irreligious Jew, we doesn't make a difference if the Jew is religious or not, we could apply the heter of Eirich. The question is, can we apply the heter of an Eirich by a non-Jewish owned hotel? And the reason why perhaps some Paiskim are Machmer, and actually it's the opinion of the Mishnah Berura to be Machmer by a non-Jewish owned hotel, is because the Dira is Akum Loishma Dira. So you can't have an Oireich and a Dira that the Halacha does not consider a Dira. Many Paiskim are Mekel, the Miches Yitzchak, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Ephraim, are Mekel by an Oireich, even by an Oireich of an Akum. There's another heter. The Gemara later in Amasechta on Daf Pei Hei Amabeis speaks about the Tfisas Yad, that if the owner that rents out a room has Tfisas Yad, has furniture left in the room, then we don't have a problem of needing to make a separate Erev. The question, however, is, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Simon Shin Ayin Sif Beis, Balabayish Yesh Loi Habi Batim B'chotzer V'Shilon O'Skirim V'Acherim, an owner who has homes, rooms that he lent or rented out, V'Yesh Loi B'Kolechem Hem Dvorim She'enim Nitolim B'Shabbos, and he has in those places items that cannot be moved on Shabbos, whether machmas koivdom because they're too heavy, or machmas iser, they may not be moved. Shem dvarm shosul taltalam afilu tzarek mekaymai. There are items which are muksa that can't be moved. Ein hadorim b'hem oisem alav l'fishinasa kulam k'archem etzlay. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that whenever the owner has furniture in the rooms, then there is no those rooms. The halacha is you don't have to make an Erev Chatzeres. The question, however, is what is considered a Dov Tfisas Yad? Ramosha and Chalik Aleph Simon Kuf Mem Aleph says any furniture that isn't moved, and even as we just said, it's not only because of its an issa to move it, but it's just not going to move because it's heavy. If it's a bed that's not going to be moved on Shabbos, the halacha is that's called Tfisas Yad. And even if all of the kalim, according to Ramosha, are used by the person who rents the room, that doesn't change the halacha Tfisas Yad. So certainly, when people are staying in a hotel, there's furniture in the room owned by the hotel, and we have Tfisas Yad. However, there are Paiskim that disagree, the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasoy, the Chazon Ish, the Miches Yitzchak, say that only if there are items in the room that belong to the owner of the room, which may not be used by the person renting the room, do we have a heter of Tfisas Yad. But if we don't have, if the all the furniture in the room is there for the use of the guest, then we don't have the heter of Tfisas Yad. There's another question, going back to something that we spoke about earlier, and that is, does the heter of Tfisas Yad apply by an akum? There are many paiskim that say that just like the heter of a reyach doesn't work according to some achroinim by an akum, so too does the heter of tfisas yad not work by an akum. Whereas there are other paiskim that say, the chazanish opinion is that even if we'll hold that the heter of oireach doesn't apply by an akum, the heter of tfisas yad does apply by an akum. But of course, here too, the Rishonim say that the heter of tfisas yad only works if the owner is there, the owner or the administrator are in the hotel. But if the owner or the administrator are not in the hotel, or as I've quoted in previous shurim, the opinion of Rebelsky Shlita, it's not a hotel that's owned by one individual, there won't be a heter of a reyach, and there won't be a heter of tfisas yad. The primary heter, however, that is relied on, going back to the Tosfos, Divrei Hamaskul Umoidim, on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, is where Tosfos speaks about borders in people's home. And Tosfos says three reasons that we could be makel. One is that when I rented out the room to my boarder, I didn't rent it out with that he should cause problems for being able to carry in Shabbos. Another heter that Tosfos says is that in those cases where there were boarders, the boarders ate from the food provided to them by the people who owned the apartments in which they were boarding. And the third heter Tosfos uses is the heter of Matzi L'Saluki. Matzi L'Saluki means that they could be removed at any time. And it's a very big machlokes bir halacha and chazanish. The opinion of the bir halacha, the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is that even if you only have the heter of Matzi L'Saluki, that they could be removed from the room, that is enough to apply that heter. And therefore the Paiskim say that in the case of a hotel, where certainly Matzi L'Saluki, the hotel management, even if they've given you a room, could change your room, according to the Mishnah Berurah, we have the heter of Matzi L'Saluki. Chazanish says that when Tosfos that we just quoted says three heterim, only when all three heterim are applicable do we have the heter, do we have a heter that the guest need not make an eruv. But if not all three heterim are applicable, we can't just rely on Matzi Saluki. Furthermore, even if we'll follow the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ur Halacha, that just the heter of Matzi L'Saluki is enough, there's an interesting machlokes achronim that I saw. What does Matzi L'Saluki mean? Does Matzi L'Saluki mean that it could change you from one room to another room? That already is considered a situation of Matzi L'Saluki. Or is Matzi L'Saluki only in a situation where he could ask you to leave the hotel altogether? But if he could change your room in the hotel, that isn't enough to be considered Matzi L'Saluki. So actually, as I understand, if there's not enough room in the hotel, sometimes they, even if you have a room in the hotel, they may transfer you to another hotel. But of course, that's much less likely. What may happen is they'll give you a different room, but they won't ask you to leave the hotel altogether. The question is really built on what is the heter of Matzi L'Saluki. If the heter of Matzi L'Saluki is that this room can't be considered your room if you could be removed from the room by the management, so this room is not your room because you can be transferred. If the heter, however, is that this whole chatzar is not considered your chatzar because you could be removed. If you could only be moved from one room to another room, but not out of the building, that is Matzi L'Saluki. The Mechas Shloima in Tanya, Mechas Shloima Tanina, Simen Lamed Hei, Paskins, that even if you could just be moved from one room to the other room, that is already considered enough to be considered matzil saluke, and that you don't make an erev. Again, there are paiskim that want to suggest that the heter of matzil saluke also only applies if the owner or the administrator of the hotel is living there, or at least as we paskin, eating there. One more issue that comes up as we discuss these various situations where people may be on Shabbos is people who live in an old age home. And there in the old age home, it's much more of a shaila. Number one, in the old age home, people live there for longer than 30 days typically. So it's harder to call them orchim. It's harder to call them guests. Furthermore, in the rooms of the old age home, and again, there are different situations, but many times the furniture belongs to the guest. And certainly we don't want to follow the opinion of Ramesha. If all the furniture in the room is there for the guest, even if the furniture is owned by the ownership of the old age home, it's still not considered tfisas yad if all the furniture can be used by the guest. Furthermore, the heter of matzil saluke is much less prevalent because usually, or many times when people take rooms in old age home, they reserve a specific room or a specific apartment, and there you don't have the heter of matzil saluke. Also, it depends. In some of these old age homes, they all eat in one dining room. So as we began this year, if they all share the same makom pita, they need not make separate, there's no problem of erev. But if the people, as in some situations, eat in their rooms, so they don't have one common makom pita, and therefore an old age home may be more of an issue than some of the other situations that we've been discussing in our shiurim.